In a driving school in Chuxing City in Yunnan Province, the instructors are fully booked. Many more students are still enrolling. This saturation is common in almost all the driving schools in the city. According to a member of staff at the driving school, most of those enrolling or taking lessons are students and teachers. One student says, the ability to drive is now a useful skill when job hunting as well as being beneficial for one's daily life.
I passed the written exam in January. The practical training started in July. If I can pass the field test this month, I plan to pass the road test by the winter holiday.
Another learner who comes here is a teacher at a primary school.
Teachers like me and students are pretty occupied during weekdays. It's not convenient for me to ask for days off to take driving lessons. The summer holiday is a comparatively good time for me to learn how to drive.
Everyone wants to pass their driving test as soon as possible. Aside from practicing as much as you can, He Jianping, a traffic police officer in Chuxing City, provides learners with another piece of advice, that people should choose bigger driving schools with more customers.
We will assign more test quotas to those driving schools which have more school students and teachers.We will try our best to ensure that all the students in driving schools have a chance to take the test.
However, the summer holiday driving school market is also attracting criminals who are attempting to cash in by misleading those who want to learn how to drive. Recently, police in Harbin, Heilongjiang Province, arrested a suspect who lured the university students to part with their cash with the promise of discounted lessons despite the fact that he wasn't a qualified instructor.Police remind students to be cautious about such schemes. Students should check the qualifications of the driving school and are advised to choose those institutions with a good reputation. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.